You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Wake up, you sip hot tea. Mindless music, radio free. You see blue skies and think of sea. How are you doing? Switch on TV. They give me a news. They give half truths to me. They give us wise. They feed us lies. Now I want.
Rick Adams is on.
Time is our number two right now of Rick Adams Uncensored. And those of you who are commenting on deadlyexperiment.chatango.com, I'm certain that you're having a good time, okay? We have some posts up there on our chat room. I will not use Facebook, so in any event, so you'll know that, folks. Those of you who are commenting now, and I'm getting some interesting messages. We do have one. Thank you, Kathleen, for sending me that email with Walter Cronkite. Maybe we'll play that if we have a chance. Join me in bringing about a one-world satanic new world order in one of the notorious addresses that Cronkite gave. United World Federalists, he and Morrow and, you know, a host of other people who were all part of this cabal in the 1940s and 50s.
And of course, as you well know, Rick, the CIA began infiltrating the media back in the 1950s with Operation Mockingbird.
Yeah, so I'm well aware of that.
So that by 1975, William Colby, then its director, was able to testify to Congress that the agency owned everyone of any significance in the media. And I dare say it appears that that even included Walter Cronkite, who everyone regarded as their favorite uncle. He was by far the most trusted man in America. But I do suspect now in retrospect that Walter was just as much a part of the CIA as the rest of the mainstream. And in fact, at that time, there was no alternative media, which is why they become so hysterical about the emergence of the Internet. There are now so many other access routes to finding out what's really going on that they can no longer dictate what they want us to believe and take for granted that we're going to accept it.
Walter has admitted publicly, in fact, Jim Corbett on the Corbett Report had that file where he's actually discussing his relationship with the CIA. And in fact, on a number of stories, we have collaborated. So, I mean, he's admitted that. There's nothing secret about it. It's not a conspiracy. It's all there for those who want to dig it up and want to see for themselves. Problem is, as you know, most of the people who watch evening news and who watched it then just didn't have that ability to discern the lies from the truth. It's a very... As I said in opening the program, this is a massive deception that is of evil origin, Jim, and it permeates every aspect of our lives.
Let me just pick up on one aspect of what you just said, which is this. For 18 months, we've heard nothing but a gigantic conspiracy theory about collusion between Trump and Russia. There is nothing to it. Greg Jarrett has a new book out called The Russia Hoax. It's number one on Amazon in four different categories, where he blows the whole thing apart. Very thorough, detailed, objective. I highly recommend it. But it's a conspiracy theory. The story of 19 Islamic terrorists attacking us on 9/11, a conspiracy theory. So the question isn't whether or not, you know, well, 9/11 involved a conspiracy. It's which conspiracy theory is the true one. Because it turns out it was actually brought to us by compliments of the CIA and the neocons of the Department of Defense and the Mossad. And then this business about, you know, what's going on in attempting to take out Kavanaugh, that is a conspiracy being executed by the Democrats right in front of our very eyes. And you know, it's astonishing when you stop and think about it, Rick, because there were real legitimate questions that could be raised about Brett Kavanaugh. He was a personal counselor to George W. Bush. He was involved in decisions about legal policy related to the war on terror. There are some who believe he had something to do with covering up the death of Vince Foster. I actually invited a fellow on a week ago, last Thursday, to talk about Vince Foster in relation to Kavanaugh, the problem being he only had 15 minutes worth of material. He couldn't establish, you know, what really had happened. Vince appears to have been killed in the White House, wrapped up in a carpet, and then dumped out at the park. There's a lot going on here, but Hillary does appear to have had a lot to do with the death of Vince Foster. There were reports that she was actually romantically linked to him. Many do not even realize to this day that Chelsea Clinton is not the daughter of Hillary and Bill, but of Hillary and Webster Hummel, who was at the time head of the Department of Justice, where they had an affair when she was working with him at, I believe it was, the Rose Law Firm. This is all very sordid stuff. But if you're going to talk about sexual impropriety, the Democrats didn't show any interest in Anita Broderick or any of the others who came forth with very serious sexual allegations against Bill Clinton, which were well documented. They didn't show any interest in that at all. It's interesting when you get to Clarence Thomas, because I believe Anita Hill was truthfully testifying. It turned out that Clarence Thomas had an addiction to pornography. He literally read it, not just hundreds, but even 1,000 porno videos from a local store, but they didn't allow the testimony to be entered into the record. This thing with Kavanaugh, you know, I myself actually very strongly believe in a woman's right to choose. I do not believe he's going to seek to undermine Roe v. Wade. I do agree, however, that if one were concerned, that would be a legitimate issue to raise. But the Democrats did none of the above. They didn't pursue any of the legitimate questions. Instead, they went with a scurrilous, completely contrived, cleverly arranged series of fabricated charges. Would you believe Kamala Harris, even at the end, dumped in an anonymous letter from a woman who claimed that Brett Kavanaugh and his friend had repeatedly raped her in the backseat of a car? Anonymous letter, not even an address. It was totally scurrilous. In my opinion, Kamala Harris thereby disqualified herself from being taken seriously as a candidate for president of the United States, which, of course, has been her aspiration.
All of this just indicates to me what I've been saying all along, is that we have reached the Barnum and Bailey level of the ancient Roman Empire circuses, where you have a choice between one piece of feces and another piece of feces, and the people are in the middle of it, going to the arena saying, let's kill the Christians. You know, this is where we have descended to. Now, let's take some calls, okay, because we've got a bevy on here, and we're going to try to keep you listeners and you callers, those of you who call in, just to a bare minimum, please. Don't go off on an encyclopedic rant. So let's just take the first call. Fred from Michigan is up first, and Fred, welcome to the program. Yes, Fred, are you there?
So, Jim, Professor Jim, the Apollyon Abaddon moon landing hoax, I first discovered YouTube 4 or 5 years ago, and at the time of the NASA's new project Orion. And there's a UK professor of physics on YouTube. The channel is Better Mankind, Better Mankind. And it's only about 9 minutes. And he provides interview excerpts from present-day NASA astronauts describing the purpose of the new project Orion with the super high-tech space capsule, which would be sent through all the various layers of the atmosphere. And I never knew there was like six distinct layers. Yeah. And the purpose of which they said was to determine whether not only the electronics would survive, but, mammalian human life.
Yeah, right. Which was supposed, were supposed to have survived during the Apollo, but it's all totally fabricated. Yes, this is a desirable, necessary step if we actually were going to conduct any kind of space travel.
And so the professor, what he does, which is so crucial, so super critical for everybody to hear and see, is that he goes through scientifically and he describes the various layers and their relative temperatures, radiation effects, and what he proved conclusively is that the metallurgy of the space capsule and the spacesuits, they would have all been vaporized by the time they reached the third layer, man.
Yeah, you're right. I've seen it. No, that's wonderful. I love that you bring it up. It's sensational. Absolutely right. He was talking about the metallic components of the spacecraft and all that and their melting points and so forth and the various temperatures they would have had to traverse. You're 100% correct. That's a decisive proof the whole thing was a total fake.
And then, Jim, let me quickly get into this, if I may. All right?
All right. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Jim, look at all the murders. Speaking of the demon rats and all their collusion, Debbie Wasserman Schultz and the DNC, the death of Seth Conrad Rich, a robbery gone bad in Georgetown. And then there were five associated murders in a four-week time frame, all of whom were involved with serving legal notices to the DNC and Debbie Wasserman Schultz and Hillary Rodham Clintonista, and they all wind up dying mysteriously, and these are all just, natural causes, right?
So, you're right. There are at least five deaths associated with the DNC, WikiLeaks, and all that, even including Julian Assange's attorney, who was a distinguished lawyer for human rights, wound up in front of a subway in London. You had the fellow who served the class action lawsuit on behalf of Bernie Sanders voters against the DNC. He's dead within 2 weeks of undetermined origin. There was an official with the United Nations, a real great husky black guy who worked out a lot, very athletic, who was found with his throat crushed by a barbell. He was about to testify against Hillary. You have one case after another. You have a body washing up on the beaches in Sarasota, and it turns out to be an investigator into the pedophilia related to the Clintons and not far from the residence of the judge who was supervising the case.
You can go back to Mena, Arkansas. And you can go back to a whole host of people there.
I was about to add, there may be as many as 200 deaths, associated with the Clintons and suppressing witnesses and covering up. So you're spot on. I agree.
Well, Jim, let me say this, and this is it, Rick. There is a presentation on YouTube. It's called NASA Future War Document 2025. NASA Future War Document 2025. Truth Stream Media is the channel. Jim, you got to see that, man. Because this was Dennis Bushnell who convened this in 2000 or 2001, and it had all these crucial agencies involved, man. And if there's ever a damnable evidentiary proof to terminate, defund NASA, there it is, man. Thank you.
Good. All right. Thanks for the call.
Okay.
Great stuff.
Thanks for the tips. I appreciate that very much. Kevin is next, and we're bringing him up now. I believe it's Kevin from West Virginia. You're up on the program with Jim Fetzer.
Hi, guys. I think we've been bamboozled with Kavanaugh. His stance on the Fourth Amendment, his co-authorship of the Patriot Act, all of this rape thing, and like you said a little while ago, the cover-up with the Vince Foster thing, they put this rape allegation thing in front of us to smokescreen who he really is.
Yep.
Talk about tyranny.
But it all appears to have been done by the Democrats. I mean, Dianne Feinstein was deeply involved in this, I have no doubt. Cory Booker, even Kamala Harris, others there. This guy Coons, who's a buddy of Lindsey Graham, who was heroic in his denunciation, he turns out just, you know, being a superhero for the entire country and the defense of the Constitution. Look, I agree that there are areas that would have been perfectly legit to question Kavanaugh. But the Democrats abdicated all that. They finessed it, and they went for this sex smear against the background of the Me Too movement, believing it would lead to a surge of support, the so-called blue wave for the midterm elections. I think their calculation was that these more esoteric issues about law, the war on terror, and the Patriot Act just wouldn't play well with the public.
But you've got a Republican as chair because it's a Republican Senate. You've got Chuck Grassley, who's been there for a long time. He was part of that revolution in the 80s where the Republicans swept in with Reagan. Now, he could ask these questions, but they don't want those questions asked because these are questions, and Kevin, you're right on, these are questions that get to the heart of the matter of what do we expect from the Supreme Court. We don't have, in my opinion, a constitutional court today based on the fact that the 14th Amendment was never lawfully ratified. And yet they act and use that amendment that has never been a part of the Constitution as the basis for virtually every other single case that comes down the pike, to illegal aliens, to gay marriage that started in Massachusetts with Margaret Marshall. You know, I'm saying there is no Constitution. So you're right to that extent, Kevin. This is one big stage production, as far as I'm concerned.
And the guy in Kavanaugh holds the Constitution up and is that I'm for this. They blatantly are putting this right in front of our face. Welcome to the Twilight Zone. Right is wrong and wrong is right.
Well, look, there are a lot of aspects of that here. But my opinion is that Kavanaugh is highly qualified for the court. They had over 300 opinions he's authored. They didn't discuss a single one of those opinions. The whole thing was a complete sham, very much embarrassing.
That's exactly what we agree on that, definitely. We're all together on that, Jim. All right, thank you. Anything else, Kevin?
No, that's all. And I hope you guys have a great day.
I'm glad you called, because if you have a contrary opinion and you don't agree, fine. That's what this program's all about. We don't want to just hear ourselves talk.
Right.
800-313-9443. Mark in Louisiana has something to say. Come on up, Mark.
Yes, sir. Good evening, gentlemen. I believe, and I'm positive that you also believe, that there's just have been a lot of conspiracies. That we have been the victims of the sinking of the Lusitania, the Federal Reserve, NATO, the UN. Many invasions,
conspiracies are as American as apple pie. It's the most prosecuted crime in the United States. Conspiracy to commit burglary, conspiracy for fraud. Most American conspiracies are economic. But if you don't understand the nature of conspiracies, you don't understand what's going on in the world. My first serious article about this, which you can download online, is entitled Thinking About Conspiracy Theories, 9/11 and JFK, where I use JFK as an introduction to 9/11. And in that article, I went through a then-current issue of the New York Times, and every single page had articles that involved conspiracies, every single page.
Sure. In each and every single one of them, one can see very clearly that they advance the criminal enterprise. Criminals gain by it. However, in the case of the moon landing, I have to tell you, I don't see how these criminals, conspirators, had anything to gain by it. So could you explain the motivation?
That's a good question.
What is the theory behind this conspiracy?
What's the reason for it? What's the purpose? I can explain it, but I want Jim to answer you first. Go ahead. Stay on the line.
Well, Rick, you were putting your finger on it. It had to do with allocation of funding, you know, that the American people would approve vast allocations to a new organization, NASA, for the purpose of developing our technology to keep up with the Soviet Union. You know, I mean, we have to do it. Politically, I think they wanted to fake it to create the impression to the world that we were competent and equal to the Russians. But after that, it was a huge scam for the military-industrial complex to make lots of money at the expense of the tax.
All right, well, let's take the pause. We've got a break here. If you want to come back on that note, caller, Mark, you stay where you are, and we'll take other calls as we continue. Rick Adams on Censored.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
We just took our pause, support RBN sponsors, obviously, and I think we still have Mark on the phone. Mark, are you there?
Sure.
Okay.
Just very briefly.
Go ahead. Respond to what Jim has just said.
Yes. That's a very reasonable explanation, but just one more question, a brief one. Why do you figure that the Soviet Union didn't blow the whistle on the whole enterprise?
What do you mean? Which enterprise? Specifically, what are you saying? Blow the whistle on what?
The staging of this fake moon landing.
Well, why would they? Because it's an arms race, supposedly. I mean, it takes more than one party at the dance. You see what I'm saying? All of the nations of the world, particularly the superpowers, as they're called, are part of this farce that's called a world race, you know, to fight against evil and to find a new enemy. All of the governments, to some extent, to a large extent, have to be in on it. So they're just as much eager to continue this race. They were up right up until the period of detente. To continue this farce all over the world, in Afghanistan, through Exim Bank, you know, the export-import bank. We were financing the building of the Kama River, truck factory there, and leading to Afghanistan, from Russia to Afghanistan. So all of this is just one big hoax on a massive scale. That's a very basic thumbnail response from me. I could go on, but I'm sure Jim has something to add. Go ahead, Jim, your response.
Actually, on my very first website, I'm being called for another interview, Rick. I didn't know we were going this long. If you go to assassinationscience.com, you'll find that they actually were did publish a piece in Pravda about exposing the moon hoax. Go there. Interesting stuff.
All right, Jim, you got another interview. Busy day. Thanks for spending the time.
Thank you, Rick. My great pleasure. I love coming on with you, my friend.
Okay. Bye-bye. Mark, you're still with us now. Do you agree with the explanations that we've given here?
Yes, I do. I think they're very thoughtful and very credible explanations. Thank you very much for them.
That's good. Thank you. Thank you for joining our program. We also had some other calls. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Bill from Wisconsin was on the line. And I'm not sure. Are you next? Is it Bill? And bring him
up. Yeah, I appreciate you taking my call, Rick.
Hey, you've been away for a long time, Bill. Where have you been?
No, I've been listening. Your
good
buddy Sam there, every time I call in and say I'd like to listen, he turns me off. Otherwise, I run up a huge phone bill. But I agree completely with Kevin. Okay, this was a distraction. Mm-hmm. I also listen to the entire presentation by Senator Collins. And I believe what we're getting here is another David Souter on the court. Mm-hmm. We're not going to change the moral fabric of the country. I was sorry to hear that Jim Fetzer, one of my heroes, is pro-choice. Because
I understand that. We don't agree on everything, obviously.
Yeah. But when take the most innocent of life, okay, and destroy it, all you're doing is doing the devil's work. Okay.
Calling it pro-choice is not right, Bill. You know, it's not a matter of choice at that point. The choice is before the act, not after the act. With exceptions for rape, and I understand that, okay? But for somebody to willfully go out and make a choice that leads to the impregnation of that womb, that's one thing. You cannot say it's a choice to get rid of it at that point. I cannot understand it. It is not a Christian thing to do, nor is it a legal thing to do in most of the states, because abortion is not legal in the United States except those states that have legalized it. See, the Supreme Court, this is what I was trying to say to Jim. I think you understand it. The Supreme Court cannot create rights. It cannot invent them. It can't even hear a case up the judicial appellate ladder unless the Congress approves of them hearing the case. And only then can they hear a case like the Brown versus the Board of Topeka, Kansas case and the Bible reading decisions. All of those technically are unconstitutional. Because in Article 3, Section 2, Clause 2, it says all appellate jurisdiction is regulated by the Congress and with such exceptions and exclusions as the Congress deems necessary, including the Congress allowing the court to hear a case. Otherwise, we have a judicial terror network, and that's what we have. Despotism, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. Not only that, but consider the fact that Margaret Sanger was involved with, racial genocide. Consider the fact that Planned Parenthood was financially gaining from the selling of body parts from these late-term abortions. This is unconscionable, and it is not going to change, in my opinion, with Judge Kavanaugh. I was concerned about his positions, and I had called the White House and said, please don't nominate him for the court.
Good. You have something further to say?
I sure do.
All right, let's take our break again, please, and we'll return, folks. Rick Adams Uncensored. We have more calls to get to, so stay with us.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Extendivite, a seven-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
By some awful quirk of fate, the Morlocks had become the masters and the Eloi their servants. The Morlocks maintained them and bred them like cattle.
Back, folks, in the last half hour of the program. We still have Bill from Wisconsin on the phone lines. And Bill, go ahead. You wanted to also say an additional thing or two. Go ahead.
Yeah. I want to talk about NASA and the fact that, you know, as someone for years just simply watching the fake news and so forth on television, how every time that NASA was involved in any kind of space probe or anything, it was always to prove, in their opinion, that there is other life out there in the universe besides us.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this is totally false.
I agree. You know, you're touching on something. It's interesting because way back in my past, I was in a church in which a pastor, he's deceased now, but a pastor used to always be fond of saying that the whole purpose of NASA is to try to prove the Bible wrong. And he was right, actually. You know, NASA,
yeah, there you have it.
Yeah,
there you have it. They are, like everything else in the world right now, anti-God, okay, anti-Christian,
sure.
And it's going to continue. And that's why I listen to you, Rick, every week, because at the beginning, you show us in many ways that, you know, there's some futility involved, because God is in charge. And
yes, he is.
He's not going to continue taking this. At a certain point here, there will be a reckoning, there will be a chastisement, and in the meantime, we should all keep fighting these false prophets, these anti-life forces, these anti-God individuals.
Well, you're absolutely right on that, Bill, and the way to fight them is not just on their grounds, on secular grounds and physical grounds, but is to continue to bring forth the real word, the scriptures. That's why in Proverbs and in Psalms and in Genesis and in Revelation, we have it all laid out. I mean, God tells us what it's all about. We either believe him or we don't believe him. But you know what? So far, there's a track record there that I have not found any errors in, any mistakes. And it's incredible to see how a prophet can predict something that's going to happen 2,000 years into the future with perfect accuracy. That, to me, passes the test, and that's all she wrote. Okay, Bill?
Okay, and we all have to keep praying, working
right.
And praying.
Exactly.
Thank you, Rick.
Bill. That's a good call. Thank you very much for your thoughts today. See, that's the kind of a call that I like, right from the heart. Somebody who really doesn't just want to make a political statement or an opinion based on their preferences, because in the end, all of these people in Washington are a bunch of filthy liars, okay? I'm going to say it. I know Jim probably has hope in the Republican Party and others do. I don't. My personal opinion, my personal observation for about 45 years on this planet has led me to believe everything you see today is orchestrated. It's already prearranged. Handshakes are taking place before the votes are taken, and it's all agreed to. There isn't a dime's worth of difference between them, as George Wallace used to say. Okay? That's my opinion. All right. And now we have, I believe, it's Joe. Joe Church, come on the program.
How are you, Rick?
Very good now. Thank you very much. How are you?
I think the lesson should be, Rick, don't trust any man that's wearing a flesh body today.
That's all of them.
Only trust in the Heavenly Father from the Scriptures.
That's right.
And his prophets and Jesus himself in the four Gospels.
I agree fully.
You know, we just watched a hearing where the accused and the accuser both were sworn in, invoking the name of God. The only problem was they didn't swear in. They raised their right hand, and they weren't swearing on a Bible.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, Rick, which God were they swearing to? I'm sure it wasn't the God of the Bible.
Well, that's a good question, isn't it? People have to answer that for themselves. I agree.
Is this a new precedent?
No. They don't have to swear on a Bible, you know, legally, but the point is that people like you and me and others can take a look at it and say, what does an oath mean? What does a swearing in mean? Under penalty of perjury. But in reality, I just said before that these congressmen and senators all take an oath. Every single January, they will take an oath to uphold the Constitution. If you ask them, if you ask them individually, can you recite to me this important article, Article 5 of the Constitution, for instance, Article 1, they wouldn't be able to even sputter a word because they know it's a hoax. They lie. That's part of the whole political system, is to engage in illusion, Joe. You just said it yourself. Sure. You proved it. Yep. It's all one big lie.
Rick, and also, while we're on the subject of possible sex,
mm-hmm,
and premeditated murder, which are two very, very, very serious offenses, mm-hmm, in the law of God and the five books of the law. Very, very serious, these two are taken. So serious that the Bible declares, the Heavenly Father declares, that they are, if proven, with 2 to 3 witnesses, if yourself is included, 3, that the witnesses will testify and completely be examined by the elders, and they've questioned, and if found guilty, with the weight of the 2 witnesses, and that person should be put to death. Now, I didn't write the book, but that shows you the seriousness in which forcible sex and premeditated murder are considered in the Father's eyes. Now, if the two witnesses to the occasion, now this has to be 2 witnesses for each occurrence. Each charge has to have 2 to 3 witnesses give their testimony. Now, if the person is put to death, then the 2 witnesses that witnessed against the eyewitnesses that witnessed against it, they, if it's found out that they falsely testified, they would get the same penalty,
mm-hmm, yep,
for each charge.
Yes.
The right. Death penalty. Now, that would eliminate all the false accusations and everything else. I think the baddest way of dealing with rape, forcible sex and premeditated murder, the Father's way of dealing with it is perfect.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's the only just way. The whole prison system, the whole punitive system today is based upon man's service to society. You know, he has to pay his debt or she has to pay her debt to society. That's not right. I mean, paying a debt to society is a collectivist, nebulous term to me. You have to pay back the parties that are aggrieved. And in the case of the murder of somebody in the first degree, the only thing that satisfies is the death penalty for murder. And
that just saith the Lord. I mean,
sure.
It's his business. Because he, once they report to him, then he allows the person that was premeditatively murdered to question his murderer face to face. And only the person that was murdered can forgive that individual. Even the Heavenly Father can't forgive that individual. Only the person that was murdered. Now, this brings the rubber to the road now. Now, I'm quoting from Deuteronomy 19, verses 14 to 21. If anybody's interested out there in hearing what the Heavenly Father has to say about this nonsense, Deuteronomy 22, 25 to 26 for rape or forcible sex. So that's Deuteronomy 19, 14 to 21, and Deuteronomy 22, 25, and 26. Now, Rick, I didn't write this. You follow what I'm saying?
Of course, of course.
We have to realize that this is Satan's world. And mm-hmm, I'm talking to Christians out there now. Christians who are living in Satan's world. Let's realize that this world is under his jurisdiction, and the Father is allowing it. The Father's allowing Satan to do his thing. So the person sees this, you know, dig a little deeper. Do your homework. I gave you the verses.
Sure.
Very important in these end times because we're living in a flood of lies.
Huh.
And this trial that went on, this this hearing that went on, didn't only go to people of the United States. This went all over the world. This went to Iceland, England, Scotland, Jerusalem. This went all over the world.
Absolutely so. And one more thing.
Bring forth the scripture.
Let me just add this one thing, and then I'll move on to Ed. Just to let you know, and people out there know, we didn't get into this aspect of it deeply, but we hinted at it, and that is that this whole Me Too movement, though it has some good end results for going after certain people who should be gone after, it is also the culmination of this entire anti-family agenda that really got underway in the 1960s. And it happened around the time of Vietnam, and with a whole new media venue of people like the Jeremy Rubins, you know, the Jerry Rubins and people of that sort, who were promoting SDS, promoting this whole rebellion against authority mindset that then was opening the door to premarital and extramarital sex, the Woodstock mentality, and from there it went on to the whole business of, well, why can't a woman have an abortion? And then from there it went on to you can't discriminate against homosexuals and so forth. So what it did was continue to follow that path, the anti-family, destruction of the family that God created in his word, and this is a war. Pat Buchanan used to call it a cultural war, but it's really a spiritual warfare. Notice that there are 10 commandments, if you will, in the Bible, right? 10 commandments that God laid down, Joe. And opposite those 10 commandments is what? Opposite it is the 10 points of Marxism and communism. Isn't it interesting that Mordecai Levy, Karl Marx, that was his real name, would devise not 8 or 5 or 9, but 10 points of communism to oppose the Ten Commandments. Doesn't that shine through to you?
Sounds like the negative part of his plan, Rick.
Yes. Yes, it is. And included at the very top of that list is abolition of private property and abolition of the family. Now, he comes right out and says it. This is communism. We're living under a form of communism today. It is all about destroying the basic unit of family life, which is the basis of any civilization. And when that goes, that country must go too. That civilization must be destroyed. I think that's history, not just the scriptures, but scriptural history as well as secular. Thank you very much, Joe, for your call.
Thank you, Rich, and thank you to the Christians out there.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Rich.
Appreciate that. Very well. Let's move on now to Ed in Utah, who's been waiting a while. Hello, Ed.
Yeah, Rick, good to talk to you again.
Thank you.
Listen, very interesting show here today. I want to say a couple of things. First of all, it's good to hear them admit certain things like impeaching a judge. You know, they talk about the Democrats, that is, getting in there. If Kavanaugh gets confirmed, we'll impeach him. There is power of that in Congress. There's a lot different judges than him, though, that ought to be impeached. Many of them, those Democrats put in there. But it's interesting when they're pushed like that, they'll admit some truth. But the other thing, your last caller on forcible rape. Notice you don't hear discussion of forcible rape much. It's always this watered down sexual misconduct and sexual assault. And forcible rape is still the domain, I have to be blunt about it, Rick, the black man in America. They commit two-thirds of all forcible rapes in this country, and those stats have not really changed in the last several decades. And that's part of the cleanup that many good blacks see need doing in the neighborhoods, the black neighborhoods throughout the country. But that is a fact. They don't want to talk about forcible rape because it hits on their narrative, and they don't want to upset Not that they have any love for blacks, but they need them in the Democrat vote count, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, yeah.
Pardon me?
Good point you make.
Well, and I did call about, too bad the professor Fetzer had to leave. I can't say this is the definitive answer, but I know it was a confirmation. We have a local, RBN Light, I call it, K-Talk, KTKK. Several hosts have come over in the 5-10 years ago from KTKK here in Salt Lake City, Rick, to RBN. You might remember Barbara Jean and what have you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And well, so at any rate, I was in a debate, in a phone call, with Richard Hoagland, or should I say Richard Hoagland of CBS. The right-hand man of a lot of them big anchors there, Walter Cronkite and what have you. But at any rate, he was, of course, defending that we had landed on the moon. And so anyway, it was back and forth. He had a lot of his own facts, and he was holding his own, I must say. So was I, coming back with him, and the Scott Lindsley, the host, let the fur fly. And finally, he set himself up, and I thought, boy, the proud, you know, he should have quit while he was ahead in this debate with me. But he said, caller, give me one reason why NASA and the government would fake the moonwalk. At which point I said, to divert funds to finance the MK Ultra program. At that point, he went so, Rick, he went so silent that Scott Lindsley had to break in. The next day, one of my good hosts there, Jack Stockwell, had said, listen, I'm taking calls this morning for Richard Hoagland, but in fairness, anybody who called last night, please refrain from calling today. Well, a lot of the regular callers knew that was protecting from Ed. And but the point is that I was even stunned by his silence, Rick. And that tied into where I wanted to go with Fetzer. MKUltra, isn't it something how we come full circle? The Blasey family, this Christine Blasey Ford, is all MKUltra. Her dad was CIA for 12 years. Not only was he a paymaster assassin, but he put her into this Stanford MKUltra program. She may be both perpetrator slash victim in this, if you will.
Well, you say that, but again, looking at her testimony, and I couldn't bear it very much to waste time.
Right.
I did look at a couple of minutes, and watching her right off the bat, I knew there was something wrong with her. That may explain it, possibly.
Yeah, and her brother went on to work for the National Savings Bank, as did his dad, Ralph Blasey Jr. This is an MKUltra family, and it should be noted, I wanted to get this information out there, and I cited some things on the Jim Bohannon show, and I have to tell you, he was quite respectful. He said, very interesting caller. He said, I don't know how much this relates to her directly, but, you know, he has to say something. But at any rate, I want to give credit to Michael Savage for whatever his motive was. He was getting on the other neocon talk show host for not talking about the full CIA background of this Blasey Ford, because what does the CIA do? They lie. They deceive. And what were they attempting to do? So this is one time I have to admit being a bit hogtied. I'm listening to you, listening to John, and trying to make up my own mind with, was this kind of like, because it's heads they win, tails we lose situation. I didn't want them to be able to castigate and block men forevermore from the Supreme Court, which the Democrats would gladly do. But on the other hand, I know Kavanaugh's background. Go ahead, Rick. Sorry for dominating.
Well, you're right. But I didn't jump into this mix because of the reasons I've stated so many times, without going over them all now. The most important thing is that we had a turning point in this country when America was torn apart in the war between the North and the South. That was a religious war. That was brought to you by the same synagogue of Satan. Out of it came this whole business of the new amendments, the abolition of slavery and so forth. But the 14th Amendment changed the whole landscape of America. It was never lawfully ratified, and yet the Congress, the Republicans at that time, proclaimed it ratified. And as a result of that, we also had a whole new Constitution. Because of that Constitution, when it came time for Roosevelt to pack the Supreme Court, we now have a whole new court today that's based on precedent, and it's based on this business of admiralty law. It is not law. not constitutional law. It's a whole new constitution. So no, there's not going to be a turning back of Roe v. Wade. There shouldn't be, because Roe v. Wade is not law. And even Jim Fetter said it's law. It's not case law. It is not statutory law, and it is not constitutional law. But we don't know that because we don't have a Congress that knows that or cares enough. They would rather delegate that to the court so they can escape criticism and say, oh, no, the courts have ruled, not me. I don't have to make a decision. You see? It's all in the bag. It's all in the bag. Okay, thank you for your call, my friend.
Thank you.
I want to see if I can squeeze in maybe just quickly. We've got somebody who is from Earth right now who would like to come. Is that, what is that? Is that Dave from Earth? Come on up, sir.
No, no, God's green Earth.
Okay. Well, all right.
I'm not from any state. Okay. All right. Hey, I was calling because an interesting point was brought up, and this is something that a lot of Christians might believe in for I don't know what reason, but basically whether there's only life like man on Earth or whether there are beings that are like man or higher than man elsewhere off Earth. And I think the scriptures don't indicate that there are not. So why would anyone conclude that there are not?
Well, I would say if you study the scriptures, God does say he created the earth, the heavens, all of the firmament, and then he recreated the earth because replenished the earth because the earth system at that time, the age that we lived before this age, was totally destroyed. Everything froze. That's why you have dinosaurs. You have relics and archaeological.
But there's no account in scriptures of the earth freezing, of the ice age either.
Go to Genesis 1.
That doesn't mean it didn't happen. Didn't happen.
Okay. All right. 1 and 2.
So we have to use strict logic. I would be glad Dr. Fetter give his opinions on these.
Also, the scriptures, you see.
No, you can't jump to a conclusion and say, hey, because God created man, that he didn't create anyone anywhere else in the universe. That is absolutely illogical.
Nowhere does he say that he created extraterrestrial life. Now, if you can find it, you show it to me. I want to see it.
Don't be silly. He didn't tell you about that. There's a lot of things he did he didn't tell you about. I mean, think out of the box.
Well, all right. We can go round and round with this. And you know what? If you have anything you want to put in writing and send to me, you're welcome to do that. I appreciate it. Okay, thanks for the call, but we're almost out of time. I want to bring Kathleen up now from Texas and give her the last word. Hello, Kathleen.
Hey, thank you, Rick, and I really enjoyed Joe and Ed. And I hope God will forgive me for not having the exact quote, but I believe it's in Matthew where Jesus says, when you're brought before the magistrate, be not concerned, because the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very moment what you ought to say. And then he also says, do not swear. Let your yes be yes and your no be no.
Right, that's the day of deliverance before the Antichrist. You know, thank you very much for calling, Kathleen. We've covered a lot of territory today. We're out of time. Thank you. Thank you all for listening. Don't forget Andrew Carrington Hitchcock's program on his website.com, Rick Adams Uncensored, The Deadly Experiment on YouTube. And thank you all, and we'll talk to you, God willing, next week. May Yahweh bless his elect.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.